From Spark and Anvil and Focus Forge, this is Steady and Chip in Chapter 1 of the Focus Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Getting started was one thing. Staying started was another. And it was here, in the long stretch after the beginning, that most of tries quietly fell apart. The girl had begun her project just fine, but now she was 20 minutes in, the easy part was over, the work had gone hard and slow, and from every direction things were calling to her. A buzzing phone, a bird at the window, a snack, a daydream, a sudden urgent need to reorganize her entire pencil case. Two helpers sat with her through the long middle, where the real work lives. Steady tended a small, warm flame, cupping it against every draft. Chip held a tiny chisel and a very large, very hard block.
"Here comes the hard part," said Chip. "The middle, where it stops being fun."
"Then let's just stay," said Steady, cupping the flame.
"Both of us, we stay." Steady went first, because before you can keep working, you have to keep attending. And attention, it turns out, wanders. Steady's whole nature was to hold a gentle, steady flame on the one task while distractions gusted in from every side. But here was the thing Steady knew that beginners didn't. The flame always flickers. Attention always drifts. That wasn't failure. That was just how minds work. The skill wasn't never drifting. The skill was coming back.
The phone buzzed. The girl's eyes flicked to it, and Steady simply, gently, brought them back. A bird crossed the window. Her mind wandered off after it, and Steady, without any scolding, brought her back again. "That's the whole move," said Steady, softly, cupping the flame against another draft. "Not a wall that blocks every distraction. That's impossible, and trying to build one just wears you out. Just a soft, patient coming back. The mind wanders, you notice, you return to the one thing. Wander, notice, return. 100 times if it takes 100 times. No shame in the wandering. The skill is only ever the returning." But attention alone wasn't enough, because the work itself had gone genuinely hard, and that was Chip's whole domain. The project had hit the frustrating part, the part where it stopped flowing and started fighting back, where every sentence came slow and wrong, and the whole thing felt like a huge stone block that would never, ever become anything. And the girl felt the familiar pull to just quit, to decide it was too hard and walk away. "Don't swing for the whole block," said Chip, tapping the tiny chisel. "That's what makes people give up. They look at the giant stone and think they need one heroic, impossible swing to crack it. You don't. You need a chip." And Chip took one small bite out of the enormous block. Just one. There. Now another. Another small bite. A hard task doesn't fall to one big blow. It falls to 100 small ones. When it's frustrating, you don't push harder. You just chip smaller. One sentence. Just the next sentence. Not the whole project. The next chip. Tap. The block hasn't changed. But look, it's a little smaller than it was. Keep chipping. And slowly, the impossible stone becomes a finished thing.
So the two of them stayed with the girl through the whole long middle, Steady bringing her wandering attention gently back again and again, and Chip taking the hard work one small bite at a time. And slowly, without any single heroic moment, the project got done. "Good returning," said Chip. "Good chipping," said Steady. There is a quiet, sturdy pride in a thing finished, not by talent or by one great burst, but by simply staying. By bringing your attention back 100 gentle times and taking 100 small bites at something hard. It doesn't feel dramatic while you're doing it. It feels slow and unglamorous and sometimes dull. But it is, in the end, how nearly every real thing gets made. And learning that you can do it, that you can hold a flame steady and keep chipping when the work goes hard,
is one of the quietest and most powerful things a person can come to trust about themselves.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Steady and Chip. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.